he's leading a very sort of interesting intellectual life. The first joke that he ever made up when he was about four, it's very subtle, and you really have to open up your mind to be able to take it in. It's a knock-knock joke, so I need some audience participation for that. And it goes, knock-knock. Fred. 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 It's very subtle. It's very... That's it, yeah. It's very representative of where he still is, where Zach is. The other memorable, or one of the other many memorable experiences with Zach is we were at a party where they were serving a whole fish with the eyes and the mouth and everything on it, and on a table, and Zach had only seen fish swimming in a fish tank, and he was quite surprised by this, and he spent quite a bit of time communing with this fish. We could see his lips were moving all the time, and he spent quite a bit of time looking at it, and it looked like he was having a one-way conversation with it. And we forgot about it for quite a number of weeks until we served some scrambled eggs one day for breakfast, and we saw him sort of doing the same thing. This is a true story. With his mouth, sort of working his mouth at these scrambled eggs. And we said, Zach, what are you doing? And he said, talking to your eggs is like talking to a dead fish. I think he was referring to the response he was getting, but I'm not really sure. So I'd like to play Tuesday's Child. This was a tune I wrote for Zach when he was very young. It was so long ago I can't remember. Tuesday's Child. I was going to tell another story, that's what I was thinking, but I'm not going to. Thank you very much. Thank you. Margot Blevin, who's done a beautiful job of organizing and getting. I thought I had all the most wonderful students in the group actually, and I think she must have put everybody through the same paces. I have a couple of jokes. I got this wonderful book from my father-in-law, which I kept, called 1800 Riddles and Other Problems, or something like that. And I can't remember them, so for the first time, I did remember to write some down. Here's a newt joke. This is a political joke. If I catch a newt, why would it surely be a small one? Because it would be my newt. When you tell a riddle or a pun and that's the response, you know it's doing its work. I'll tell you one more. This is a very cute one. Why wouldn't mother let father be operated on? It's a very old-fashioned book. She didn't want anyone opening her mail. Thank you. Yes. I imagine the applause is because I'm putting on my accordion now. Yeah. Okay, I have a slight change of program, but since you don't know what I was going to do, it doesn't matter to you. I'd like to play for my second and final piece, a Venezuelan waltz called La Partida, which I fell in love with the instant that I heard it. If this is a hammer dulcimer and the other kind is a lap dulcimer, this is my chest dulcimer. So dulcimer festival. It's very dramatic. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Only in New York. Steve Schneider, that was great, Steve. This next group here call themselves Fulcrum. I can't even talk anymore. Fulcrum Bridge. I'll have to ask them if other people have trouble with that name. But Bill Troxler and Alan Exner are going to come out. They have a sort of a different approach to music, and I won't do too much introducing of it because I won't ruin the surprise. Actually, while we have a few minutes, we have a birthday in the house. A young lady came up to me and said that her mom is here and celebrating a birthday. So if you all would join me in a rousing chorus here. I don't have a dulcimer, but imagine that I do. And we'll all embarrass this little girl up front and her mom, whose name is Teresa. Right? Okay. Are you ready? And a one, and a two, and a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Teresa. Happy birthday to you. All right, where's Teresa anyway? Now that we've embarrassed her. There she is. And many more. We'll sing to all of you on your birthdays if you come to Augusta Concerts. Come summertime, we're going to be having two concerts a week, and they'll be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the Augusta Festival will conclude the summer, which is the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And so we have a lot of concerts coming up. Actually, we're going to be sending out a special schedule of Augusta concerts. If you'd like to call up the office or leave your name and number with someone in the Augusta office, we'll be glad to send you the schedule of that concert, which will be out in just a few weeks. Well, I'm running out of stuff to say up here. Anybody got any jokes? Did you hear about the one-armed fisherman? The one-armed fisherman caught a fish this big. Okay. Hope these guys are ready to go. Let's get them out here. Fulcrum Bridge, Bill Troxler and Alan Exner.
Different approach to music. I haven't heard it quite put that way. It's usually must be something about playing in different keys at the same time. Can you imagine following Steve? You know, there's a real example of how you do separate hands. That's for those of you who have been taking his class. Shall we start this off? 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
shine the way you will. The nights are gay and the sun shines brightly on the mountain tops. Took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I make a stop. But I'm sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. Down in the mark, you can hear ladies cry out and their heads they bear. The hockey rice and the fish on ice and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, I'm turning around. I had a little girl in Kingston town.
What a week. You know it's Thursday when your class comes back and says, I went to Kmart and there's a blue light special on wire cutters. Been a tough week for that beginning class and they've done exceptionally well. It's been great to be back here. This is now my sixth spring here at Augusta.
That's right. It's spring. And I was it's not summer yet.
It is not yet. It certainly didn't feel that way earlier this week.
Frost on the windows, right?
And a couple of us were talking last night about how many people were in that class on this stage in 1989. And there was Anne, and there was Jenny, and there was Suzanne. And, you know, the list goes on. In the second year, there was Penny. And this is like coming back to home. And we want to do a song that a spring week dulcimer student wrote in partnership with a woman that he never met. His name is Saverio Minicucci, and the author of the lyrics was the widow of Drew Pearson, Lovie Pearson. And Saverio Minacucci wrote the song, A Little Mixed Up. Just a line to say I'm living, I'm not among the dead. Though I've grown more forgetful, a little mixed up in my head. Is it my turn to write you, or did I write before? Well, a tinkle, a letter, I hate to be a bore. It's true, I'm getting older, there's no denying that. It's hard to realize I'm growing bald and deaf and fat. But I'll live each day one at a time, I'm not quite done for yet. I'll try hard to remember. What I hope I don't forget.
Well, I'm used to my bifocals, my new plates fit me fine. My hearing aid is perfect, but Lord, I miss my mind. I'm standing at the fridge, my head all full of doubt. Did I come to put some food away, or come to take some out?
It's true, I'm getting older, there's no denying that. It's hard to realize I'm growing bald and deaf and fat. But I'll live each day one at a time, I'm not quite done for yet. I'll try hard to remember what I hope I don't forget. There are times when it is dark out with my nightcap on my head. I ask, am I retiring or just getting out of bed? Sometimes I stand and wonder at the bottom of the stairs. Must I go up for something or did I come down from there? It's true, I'm getting older, there's no denying that. It's hard to realize I'm growing bald and deaf and fat. But I'll live each day one at a time, I'm not quite done for yet. I'll try hard to remember what I hope I don't forget.
Well, you know I miss you so much, it almost makes me cry. But now it's almost mail time and I must say goodbye.
I'm standing by the mailbox, my face so very red. I didn't mail your letter, I opened it instead. It's true, I'm getting older, there's no denying that. It's hard to realize I'm growing bald and deaf and fat. But I'll live each day one at a time, I'm not quite done for yet. I'll try hard to remember what I hope I don't forget. As we do our last number, I'd like to thank everybody for this week. It's just been splendid.
Margo, is everybody having a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if you're not having a good time, that means you're getting too much sleep.
Thanks, Margo. Thanks, Maddie. And thank all of you splendid, extraordinary beginning dulcimer students who started the week without any faith. I told them at the end of the week they would be intermediate players, and man, have they become intermediate players. Good job, guys. Thanks for being my students.
When first I went to Jenny Craig, weighed 300 pounds. The doctor, he had said to me, that weight will put you down. Jenny took away my favorite foods, those things I love to taste. I hate that skinny Jenny, bandit of the waist.
next I tried some Ultra Slim. It did not do the job. I drank 2 servings every day. Oh, still I was a slob. Yeah, I gained another 20 pounds. Now that's much to my disgrace. Tomla sorta lied to me, that bandit of the waste.
Went to Nutrisystems, but all I lost was cash. The food was so expensive, I broke down in a rash. Before the end, my belt gave in, my shoes could not be laced. Those ads use funhouse mirrors, the bandits of the waste.
I'm the wrinkled edge of the baby boom. That means I grew up as the first television generation. And when I was a little boy, my favorite show was called What's My Line? They had this announcer whose name was Durwood Kirby. How can you forget a name like Durwood Kirby?
And he had a big radio voice.
He would get on and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, What's My Line is brought to you by the makers of Saratan." I don't remember what Saratan was all about, but he would say, "Remember, Saratan is nature's spelled backwards." Do you have any idea of the effect of the notion of a bilateral word on the mind of a 10-year-old? It's incredible. And I've thought about that a lot. Now, I have to tell you something. Alan and I have jobs just like you. They're really crummy, and we don't like them much.
Very stressful.
We come home every night, and we're bummed out. Man, we are really stressed. Do you know what stressed spelled backwards is? It spells desserts.
Everywhere we go, people think that Bill's my brother, but he ain't my brother. He's just heavy.
Now, you have to know something about Alan here. Alan, despite his defamatory character, once studied to be a minister, and he knows the good book rather well. He'd like to bring for your edification and perhaps use a passage from the Old Testament.
Now, this is really true stuff. I wouldn't lie to you about this. But for those of you who will check this, and I know there are some of you who will, you have to find one of those old, dilapidated, Revised Standard Version copies of the Bible. From the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 2. "Hearken diligently unto me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in fatness."
Hey, look it up. It's true.
Diets work for some folks, but they don't work for me. Well, a trip to Baskin Robbins, oh, it fills my heart with glee. And the moral of my story is not so hard to find. Everybody knows that a waste is hard to mind.
Thank you all very much.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fulcrum Bridge. Alan Extra and Bill Troxler. You might not know it, but one of the two of them is the president of Capital College in, I guess, Washington, D.C. Bill Troxler is a college president. Deadly serious individual. But I understand actually two of the members of his board of trustees are in his class, is what I was told. Actually, that is seriously what he does. Actually, a lot of the people who come to Augusta are full-time performers or artists, but the majority, I believe, pursue their music or their crafts just for the love of it and have something else like a casual job like being a college president or something like that they do in their spare time to afford them the time to come around and do this. This next individual actually is a computer programmer. We met him through the internet system. How many of you are on the internet? What do they call it? The information super expressway highway? How many people?